I don't think I can ever forget that night. No, I'll never forget that night. I was 7 years old, and my father and my grandfather, like his father before him and his father before him, we've always been shepherds. But that night, my second night to stay out in the fields, my brothers were there and my cousins. That night was unlike any other before or since. I remember what had happened. See, I was afraid. I was afraid, and I was afraid to even walk out and even relieve myself, to get away from everybody else. But there in that moment, no sooner had I looked up, and I was stunned. It looked like a man, but dazzling brightness. And then he said, "Behold, I bring you good news of great joy that shall be for all the people, that born this day in the city of David is a Savior who is Christ the Lord." And then he said this, he said, "This shall be a sign for you, that you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying," I couldn't believe it, he said, "lying in a manger, a feed trough." We stood there in stunned silence, and then all of a sudden, 10,000 upon 10,000 of them ring the sky. And they said with a voice that was just like a single voice piercing the silence, but also with the roar of 10,000 waterfalls, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth among men with whom He is pleased." We were just frozen. Terrified and amazed. And we stood there just like the sheep, just in awe and wonder. And then something propelled us to start moving. See, we were out there in the pasture land outside of Bethlehem. See, he said, "Born this day in the city of David." Well, that's Bethlehem, and that's where my family originated. He said, "Born this day in the city of David is a Savior." We've been looking for the Mashiach, the Messiah, for ages upon ages, and wondering, would He ever come? We're going to have to go back into Bethlehem. The thing is, Bethlehem was so crowded that night. We could see it. There were people teeming from all around. They were doing a census. But the thing is, people didn't really care about counting shepherds. Shepherds don't really count. There was a time that people appreciated shepherds and looked up to shepherds. You know, like King David, he was a shepherd and a man after God's own heart. But these days, shepherds were outcasts, seen as swindlers. But I still loved doing what my father had done, and his father before him, taking care of the sheep. But they said we'd need to go into Bethlehem. And so we went with something that was just drawing us, propelling us forward. And it started as just a little bit of a walk and curiosity, and maybe a little bit of just delirious joy, but that walk soon turned into a march, and it was almost as if our hearts were going to explode out of our chests. And we got back into Bethlehem, and people gave us some side glances, but we kept going. We knew, though, we weren't going to find Him in a palace. We weren't going to find Him in one of the finest inns. In fact, he wasn't going to be found in an inn, they said. It was so strange. And so we looked in a cave, and there were some animals in there, but no baby there. And finally, we looked, and in this stable, in the distance, it was a stone feeding trough. And there was something that we knew this is the one, and there was a little baby. He looked just like a little ewe lamb. And a young girl, no more than 14 or 15 years old, and a man who was her husband. And we crept forward, wondering, can we be here? I mean, filthy and stinking, having been with the sheep, and finally we, just something caused us to fall on our knees. And I reached out and put my hand on the baby. And his little hands grasped mine. I could feel his heart beating. And he let out with a little cry, just like the cry of a little lamb. That this baby is a Savior, a wonderful Counselor, a Prince of Peace. See, that's what Grandpa always said, that Isaiah, the Navi'im, the prophet, said that who would find him here, that God, the God who created all things and all the stars in the sky, that he said that he would come to us. Emmanuel, God with us. And there, in that manger, there was room for me, and my father, and my grandfather, and my brothers, and my cousins, and my uncle. All of us were there. There was room for us. We could hardly believe that this was the promise, but the story didn't end there. See, I was only 7 years old, and every year it would come up, and the same thing, in wonder and amazement, we would think back on that night when the angel told us that born this day in the city of David is a Savior who would come for us. But just 6 months ago, during Passover, something happened in Jerusalem that, on the one hand, we could hardly believe. We had heard about this Jesus of Nazareth who was up there in the north in Galilee, that he had people following him, disciples, and he was one who taught, unlike the scribes and the Pharisees and the priests, he was one who taught with authority. And not only that, he could cast out demons and he could heal the sick. We even heard that he walked on water. But this Jesus, he came into Jerusalem, and the crowd, some of them were running out to meet him, and they were saying, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. That God save us now," that he was the one who had come to save. But then 4 days later, they put him on trial, and by Friday, in the middle of Passover, he was lifted up on a cross. This was the one who was supposed to be the Messiah, the Messiah, and they crucified him. And while he was on the cross, people said that he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And then he called God Father. He said, "Lama, lama, sabachthani, my God, why have you forsaken me?" It was the same voice. That little baby grew up to die. But then they said that he was raised alive. And then 40 days later, he ascended into heaven. That's what they just said just happened. And this Jesus, whose name means "the Lord saves," had come not for the people who lived in palaces or for the people who always thought that they were prepared or were We're nice and clean on the outside, but filthy on the inside. He came for me. For someone who stinks like a dirty sheep. He came for me, someone who, well, we're not the best. We're not the best church attenders. We're out there with the sheep. We've got stuff to do. But he came for me. And he came for you. And I've spent my time around dirty sheep, and I can tell you, you smell like those sheep. Some of you think you don't, but you do. This Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, the God who created all things, had come down in a way, a little baby, to be with us, and he was perfect. He's the one that John the Baptist said, prepare the way of the Lord, the King is coming. He is the one who John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And he came for me and came for you. And so on this night, I'll never forget the message of the angel. I'll never forget my heart beating so hard, ready to pound out of my chest. I'll never forget touching him, cradling salvation, that God had come in the flesh. I'll never forget, though, now hearing that he died for sinners, for common folk, for shepherds and tax collectors. He died for you. Emmanuel, God with us. And he's still with us. And he says he is coming back. I don't know, it might be tonight. It might be in 1,000 years. But I know that he is with us. And with you. A Savior who's come for sinners. So I pray this one who is the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the sinless one who died for sinners, would give you peace and hope tonight and always. Shalom. To know that God's love was for you. That the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus, our Messiah. Until we meet again, shalom.